We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. Now, it's been a little bit of time. We've had a chance to have things settle as far as the Eagles draft goes and put some of the pieces in place. We welcome in our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan, to do just that. Adam, a busy, busy weekend a couple of weekends ago. Now, as we've put some of these pieces in place, what's your takeaway from the Eagles draft?
I think when you evaluate what their goals were coming into the draft for both sides of the football, I think they addressed many of them, as many as they possibly could. And then I think when you evaluate where they went early, especially, I think they addressed probably their biggest needs. We had talked about for several weeks that they needed to address the tight end position, get a vertical threat, someone who could run. They did that with Zach Ertz. And we knew that they were going to address the offensive line with either first or second round pick. They did that with Lane Johnson. After not signing Ricky Jean-Francois, they needed to sign a defensive lineman or draft one, and they drafted one with Benny Logan, who's got a tremendous upside. Then as you go through the draft there, they were just checking off values. Earl Wolfe was a guy that a lot of people thought would go in the fourth or fifth round, who did a good job during Senior Bowl week. Jordan Poyer, who a lot of people thought would go higher. Paul Kruger's brother, Joe Kruger, late in the draft, who's a developmental defensive end. So I think when you look at the value, I think they did a good job, and they addressed a lot of needs.
Adam, I know it's hard to project how many of these players will make an impact, but certainly we expect Lane Johnson to do so. Zach Ertz gets a chance to join a really deep group at tight end. Is there someone here who you think comes right in and makes an impact?
Yeah, well, obviously Lane Johnson and Lane Johnson will start at right tackle, and then Zach Ertz is, you know, it's a matter of how many tight ends are going to be on the field, but he's going to give him that vertical threat. I think the guy that if he learns the system well, Benny Logan probably will play early on, Dave, because when you look at the depth on the defensive line, there just isn't a lot of it, you know? So I think he could come in and play pretty early. Then Earl Wolfe, despite being a fifth-round pick, I mean, when you really look at it, he certainly could be their third or fourth safety. And then, based on the injury history of Patrick Chung and Kenny Phillips, you never know. He could play earlier than we thought.
Adam, the offense gets the benefit of the first two picks from that draft, and, you know, as you said, both Johnson and Ertz have a chance to come in and play right away. I guess when I look at the offense, it looks pretty darn complete to me. Up front, a good group, some depth there. Wide receivers, some depth there. Tight ends, clearly very deep. Running backs with LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, Chris Polk, etc. I like that group a lot. Quarterback, we'll find out who among this five gets the starting job. I guess when I look at the starting offense, Adam, I feel really good that on day one, the Eagles will score some points.
Yeah, in fact, I think this is a pretty complete group when you're looking at May. The only thing you could possibly see is an offensive lineman sign maybe before training camp. I'm not saying there's a high probability, but I think when you look at it, it wouldn't be nice if they had more experience behind the projected starters. The whole issue here, Dave, is very simple. The offensive line must be intact. These guys have to come back healthy. I mean, they were missing four offensive linemen last year with serious injuries. And then the quarterback position, they've got to get better consistency. And this is more of a coaching issue and an understanding issue for the players. But the potential is there, Dave, to have a very good offense. I would agree with you.
All right, so then the next question, obviously, Adam, is who wins the starting job at the quarterback position?
Well, when you'd asked me a couple months ago, before we really knew exactly the approach, I mean, I thought for sure that would be Michael Vick, and Nick Foles might not be on the roster. But as we listened to Chip Kelly talk, and he was emphatic about it, you know, don't pigeonhole him to what they might do. I mean, he was going to be open. And the more I heard him talk, the more I believe him. And I think Nick Foles is a realistic shot of winning the starting job. I really do. As long as it's, you know, not about running, because he can't run. It's about dropping back and getting rid of the football. This guy's played in the spread before at Arizona. He knows how to do it. I think it's going to be a fun battle, Dave, in August at the NovaCare Center where training camp's going to be. I can't wait to see it.
So your thought is that this job will not be decided maybe until the preseason games, midway through the schedule there, or even at the end of the preseason?
Yeah, because and Chip has been very clear on that. There's really no depth chart right now. Someone's got to take the first snaps, but it doesn't really mean anything. And when you look at the way this position has gone the last couple of years, I mean, how could you just say, oh, this guy's going to be your starter? Well, what Vic has is clear. He's a veteran. And I think he'll fit in well here with the volume and the tempo, but he's got a lot to prove after what's happened the last couple of years.
Adam, the defensive side of the ball, so many changes from a personnel standpoint, potentially as well from a scheme standpoint, an alignment standpoint. Where are the Eagles defensively?
I think that the change is going to be good. We're probably looking at a 3-4 hybrid. I think you saw them draft and sign free agents to that those looks. But I think there's a lot of mystery here, because I think that Billy Davis had said it to the reporters a little while ago that he's just got to see how these guys come in and learn, and then they could adjust on the fly here. So I think this is where the questions lie. I don't think there's any question about it. I think it's going to be fun to see what Billy Davis does with his assistant coaches and with the new talent. There's a lot of new talent on defense, and I think there's a lot of mystery here. I think there are a lot of questions here. I don't think there's any question about it. I would have to say, Dave, that in a way, the offense might have to carry the defense early on.
Adam, how do you see the NFC East, a group that last year the Redskins kind of ride the wave of RG3? He comes back from injury. The Giants a year ago were the defending Super Bowl champions. The Dallas Cowboys, always a talented, dangerous team. As we stand here in May, how do you look at the NFC East?
All right, so Dave, with the Giants, I just think this roster's getting older. I don't want to say they're regressing, but I don't know if this is a vintage Giants team. I think the offensive line, and the reason why they drafted Justin Pugh, is they need to get younger, and he's very versatile, Philly area player. And then you look at their defense. I mean, Osi Umenyiora is no longer there. They've had major problems at linebacker. They had big problems in the secondary last season, and quite frankly, they didn't draft anyone. They're just going to hope that guys like Corey Webster could bounce back, Prince Amukamara could take the next step. And then I think as we transition around the NFC East, I think the Cowboys, I kind of like their approach. They address their offensive line with Travis Frederick, although it's probably a little bit high. Defensively, you know, now they're going to a 4-3. This has been a long time since they played a 4-3. You know, they're also getting older. They have questions in their secondary. And then Washington, you mentioned RG3 coming off of his injury. I think when you look at this team with their cap problems, they really have no money to spend. They kind of have to retool the roster from within and through the draft, and that's what they've done. I see this division being completely wide open. I don't think there's even a favorite right now, which is rare for me to say that at this time. Even now, Dave, I don't see anyone where you say, oh, boy, this team's definitely the favorite. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to, you know, challenge it seriously, but quite frankly, I think they could hang in there, because if you look at it, if you're being honest about it, tell me if there's a dominant team here. I don't see one.
Well, it should be great to watch this whole thing come together. Adam Kaplan, we thank you so much, as always, for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you.